This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. UN officials have expressed alarm on Wednesday at the worsening humanitarian situation in northwestern Syria. The UN's humanitarian affairs chief, Mark Lowcock, called on the warring parties to protect those displaced by the fighting.
At least 100 civilians were killed between 1 and 16 February by air and ground-based strikes in the northwest, according to the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. 35 of those killed were children.
Backed by heavy Russian airstrikes, Syrian government forces have for weeks been conducting a crushing military campaign to recapture the Aleppo countryside and parts of neighboring Idlib province. Hundreds of thousands have fled the fighting. Passengers are starting off to get off, that is, a cruise ship in Japan after their two-week quarantine ended. But as AP correspondent Rita Foley reports, they might face some more time in isolation.
Hundreds of passengers contracted the coronavirus on board. More than 300 Americans were evacuated over the weekend and brought back to the U.S., where they are in quarantine for 14 days. Some Americans chose to remain on board the Diamond Princess. They will not be allowed to return home for at least 2 weeks after they come ashore. The U.S. is worried about their possible exposure to the virus while on board the ship. I'm Rita Foley.
Iran state media reported that two people have died after testing positive for the coronavirus, the first cases of the disease in that country. The IRNA news agency quoted health ministry officials as saying the two people who died were in the holy city of Qom, south of Tehran. Iran has applied safety measures on arrival flights at its airports to control a possible spread of the deadly virus. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of